views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And if you're listening later in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. And so the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It's my pleasure to bring this life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. And we do love to hear from you. Do feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Cheryl Page, and we're going to be talking about the fact that the answer to all your questions lie within you. So in times of struggle and uncertainty, it can be difficult to find the answers you are searching for. And so one of life's biggest lessons is that the answers you are searching for will not be found externally. It is essential to quiet the mind and go within to answer questions. And so Cheryl is the founder of Create the Life You Dream of Movement. She is multi-passionate and shares her work as an author, a speaker, a teacher, and empowerment coach. At heart, Cheryl is a gatherer of information from reading, inquiring, learning, and she loves to share all the knowledge that she has learned along this journey of life. So she has been developing step-by-step processes for women to follow to reach their magnificence. And so, Cheryl, are you there?
I am, yes. Hi.
It is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
So great to be here.
Yeah, and I'm really excited that you're going to be one of the fellow speakers out at the Mountain Spring Festival, and you're out there in Kamloops. So tell us about it. How beautiful is it out there?
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous, and the Mountain Spirit Festival is going to be up at Sun Peak, so just a little bit up into the mountains outside of Kamloops, and it's surrounded by hiking and paddleboarding and yoga, and it's just going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. I have a prior commitment on the Sunday, but I'm going to be out there on Saturday. I'm going to be speaking at the Grand Hotel on June 23rd at 3:30 to 4:30 in the Alpine Room. And do you want to just share, because I want to make sure we don't forget to share when you're going to be speaking there.
Sure. I'll be speaking on Saturday, the 23rd at 9:30 till 10:30. And that's going to be all about trusting yourself fully. And then I'll be doing a soul talk as well that evening at the VIP evening dinner and soul talks. So that will be all about living your truth and showing up in your, living your way with your story, not somebody else's version of the truth. So excited to be there and would love for everybody to come and join us for that weekend.
Awesome. So, you know, I would just like for you to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do. We already have a caller here, but we'll wait until after the first break to take the first caller here so we can just get a feeling.
For sure. What you,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit about me is I'm on this journey. I do what I do. My work and my teaching is like my soul calling that I found about 5 years ago when I found myself just feeling completely lost and overwhelmed and resentful and frustrated in my life. And I didn't know what was wrong. I didn't know what to do. And that's sort of when I was opened up to this idea about energy and that I'm more than just my physical body and mind. And what I realized was happening is that I was an empath. So I was taking on other people's energy and emotions, and I was freely just giving mine away. So I was completely depleted. And then I was also turning outside of myself all the time. So because I was very disconnected from myself, I would turn to the outside world for my answers, which would leave me feeling really controlled and like I didn't know what I wanted or needed or believed or felt. So that sort of catapulted me onto this journey. And I started to learn all of these things and really started to heal and find myself again. And when I did that, throughout that journey, I felt extremely alone. I felt like I was the only person who was feeling that way.
I think that's common, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's funny because I felt like that until I started to speak my truth. And when I started to talk about my truth, feeling completely overwhelmed as a mom, feeling like I felt like I was on the wrong path, but I didn't know where to go. As I opened up and started to talk about that, the things that were happening in my relationship, people would sigh with relief and they would be like, oh, me too. And so that's why I share. That's why I speak, because I never want another person to feel alone and like they don't know what to do. And so that's my why of why I go out and I share with the world.
I absolutely love that. And, you know, when, you know, I just want to, because I generally pick a card from my Tales from the Vector deck. Mm-hmm. And the one that I picked this morning is Courage. She's one of the seven sisters from the Pleiades, and she is all about like the solar plexus and the inner child, like really working through exactly what you say, having the courage to face yourself. Because, for other people out there right now that are thinking, you know, that they've also noticed that they seem to be leaving themselves vulnerable to energies, we just want to strengthen for everybody. It's what I call the authentic self triad. That's your body, your soul, spirits, having balance in that. And so in today's world, a lot of us in North America in particular here we're very geared towards like the 3D plane. And many people are not taught, you know, that, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I'm a person with a soul, but mm-hmm. you're actually a soul that's traveling in a human body. And so that is your vehicle to get through life. And so it's really important to have strong boundaries around that and also be flexible enough to allow information to come in, but strong enough to have your internal and external boundaries strong when these forces come through. So we're just going to correct that. Like I'm getting in touch with that and just shifting that. I'm getting that a lot of people are feeling that right now in today's society. And so, you know, as you were on your journey, what did you find? Like, was it a gradual process or was it like, oh my goodness, this is aha moment?
It was quite quick. As soon as I realized, so two things I realized right away, as I sat across from my counselor, I said, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know if I'm depressed. And she said, I see a lot of people who are. You are not depressed. It's your spirit and soul, whatever you want to call it, right? And she called it a spirit. And I said, my what? And so as soon as she started to explain to me, it felt like I was home. I was like, that is exactly what's wrong.
That is like, I'm getting rushes when you say that. Because when you said that you felt like you were home, mm-hmm. I'm getting you actually came right back into your body.
Yeah. So see, it did happen quite quickly.
Yeah, I can feel that. Like I could just feel that in that moment when people have that aha moment and they realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm not really even in my body all the way, mm-hmm. you know, and when you start to recognize that, when you go outside of yourself looking for answers, it's not that you can't find answers from intelligent people around you, you know, or you find an answer to something information wise that you want to pick up off the internet, you know, when you're studying something. But having said that, this inner guidance system that you're talking about that allows you to choose which answer, because there's so many these days, right?
Well, and I think like there's a defining aspect there when your default is to turn outside of yourself and you're like, where is somebody wiser than me? Where is somebody more experienced than me? And you're constantly, tell me what to do. What do you think? I need your advice. And it's not that you can't turn outside of yourself. It's when you don't take the time to turn inwards and contemplate what you think before you do that. Like there's that defining aspect. For me, that's what was happening. I wasn't taking any time to say, well, what do I think? And I was just like, I don't know. What do you think? What do
just
you think?
Just on automatically going outside yourself for answers, getting into that habit. And actually, in our society, that's what most people are taught in North America. Some cultures are teaching people to meditate, you know, through yoga, et cetera. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to have to take a short break here in a minute here. And we do have a caller that's been patiently waiting. So, you know, when we come back, what we'll do is we'll talk about, we'll take the first caller and we'll see what, you know, if there's something that, a question that they want answered or if they want some energetic shifting or both. And then we'll continue to talk about, you know, maybe little tools that you could share for people that, you know, you found powerful to break that habit.
Sure.
So you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my beautiful guest today, Cheryl Page. And when we return, we're going to, as I said, continue with the story and also take this caller. If you would like to call in, feel free to 1-800-930-2819 and we'll make some shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Practice living in wholeness with the body tune-up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough. Separate from source, you're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression. All the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers, and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Could you swim with sharks? Is fear holding you back from living your life? The time is now to jump in and be courageous. Shelley Ryan has created a retreat to help you move past your fears with confidence. Join her June 30th through July 7th in Mexico. Have some fun, relax. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to be courageous with a whale and shark adventure. For more information, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Cheryl Page. Before we continue, Cheryl, just share your contact information with us so we know where to find you.
Sure. My website is cherylpage.ca. And I was just talking with Colette about the fact that I'm being redirected right now. So if you end up...
website.
My website, yes. is being redirected right now. So you might end up on my old one, but keep checking back for the new one. It's just updated. Yeah,
that's what happens. So sometimes that takes 24 hours because you were sharing a link there.
Right.
And you want to just tell people about that? It's a gift that you're sharing. So I just want to say thank you for your generosity. And how can they, if they don't manage to get through on that link, it's because you're redirecting your website right now. And for people who don't have websites, that means that sometimes they're down for about 24 hours. It depends
Absolutely.
On how long it takes. So we'll just keep that in mind. And, we've had someone patiently waiting here, Edith from BC. So we're going to take that call, Carter.
Edith, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Okay. So I'm basically calling because I'm having some trouble with, at the end of my day, I find that my body is incredibly painful, and I could be trying to sleep, but I'm actually overcome with pain.
Okay,
and
how long?
Sometimes makes me quite emotional.
Okay, so I like to get a baseline from people. Just so we can get a feeling
okay.
for how much this is bothering you. There's two things I want to ask you here for the baseline. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being that you feel absolutely 100% okay now, and 0 being, or I'm sorry, at 10 that you're really in a lot of pain and 0 is that you're totally neutral, where are you on that scale now?
I'd say about 6 right now.
Okay, and then when you get in touch with, have you, is there, you said it happens when you're going to sleep at night?
Yes, right before I go to sleep.
Right before, and then it lasts? Does it last all night and in the morning you wake up with the same pain?
In the morning I wake up with the emotional stuff, but night, until I actually fall asleep, it's just a physical pain.
Okay. All right. So we've got an idea that this is like around 5 or 6 pain-wise right now. And we just want to also ask you one more question, and then I'm going to get Cheryl to do her thing, and I'll do my thing. So we'll work together doing our things. Okay, Cheryl?
Perfect.
All right. And so, but what I would like to know from you is, when did this pain start happening?
I honestly couldn't even remember. It's been happening for quite a while.
So what's quite a while? Like if you think a month, a week, a day, a year?
I'd say a couple of months.
A couple of months now. Yeah, okay. Because I was getting the number 2. But I just wanted to check that with you. So I'm going to work a little bit on this in the background. And Cheryl, what do you feel is going on here?
Do you have pain in your chest area?
In my chest, I just feel everything go tight. Like, I could just cry.
Okay, good. So the first thing I would do is I'll do it with you right now. And then at night, when you go to lay down and you start to feel the pain come up, try this technique. So if you can, close your eyes. If you're not driving or anything, just closing your eyes and taking a deep breath in and out. And then say, I isolate and release. All negative energy.
All negative energy.
Negative emotions.
Negative emotions.
Negative vibrations.
Negative vibrations.
Negative thought forms and beliefs.
Negative thought forms and beliefs.
From my mind.
From my mind.
My body.
My body.
And my energy field now.
And my energy field now.
And then breathing in and releasing from everywhere.
So what I'm picking up here is when you're about to fall asleep, you're putting yourself into a state of relaxation. When I'm saying, when people are afraid to go to sleep, they have a tendency to try to relax themselves into sleep. And what Cheryl just said is what, you know, I always advise people: find a way to, you know, put your thoughts not on a problem before you fall asleep, but to, even if you come in contact with something that you appreciated about the day, like just even having like a really good meal at a restaurant, or getting a phone call from someone, or, you know, just the fact that, you know, a beautiful robin flew into the yard and you got to hear its song, just little tiny things like that, that can strengthen, like, so that your mind before you go to sleep isn't looking for problems and pain. And so this is what's coming up for me is your subconscious in your mind and your unconscious mind are wide awake, and they are consciously, your conscious mind when you're sleeping, when you wake up in the morning, it's kind of like you have all these residual black thoughts is what's coming up. Like that you're leaving, that your spirit and your soul are out there doing a bunch of, I'm getting your ass traveling, you're doing a lot of alternate existences, time and space throughout your dreams at night is what's coming up. And so we just want to get you strong to having control of that. And I'm going to work on that some more. I just want to check in with you right now and see, you know, what you're feeling, how you're feeling after that, after you did that with Cheryl. Has that number shifted at all?
Something's different.
Okay, good.
I can feel that, but I just also feel the sadness in a big way now.
Okay.
Like it's really in my chest.
Yeah. Okay, see, right there, Cheryl. You know, she's in that, it's in her chest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what were you picking up, Cheryl, about the chest area?
I could feel it in my chest. And so that tightness, what I usually experience, like our physical body will hold energy, right? Stale and stuck energy, as well as emotions. So to feel into that chest area, Edith, and be like, what am I feeling here? What is this about? Tuning into yourself and then doing that releasing right from the chest. So if you can do that, I don't know if you'll be able to tune in with all of us here, but just asking, like, what is this tightness in my chest telling me, and what comes to you?
I think maybe sadness around work and
sorry,
the way things are right now.
Sorry, what was?
Sorry,
she said it's just, the way things are at work.
The way things are at work. So, is there tension and stress?
Yes, a lot. And okay. I feel like I'm spinning my wheel.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here. And Cheryl and I are going to work on this during the break. If you can hang on until we come back, then we will check in with you and we'll see where you're at, and we'll and see if we can shift this some more for you. It does feel different already. We just want to take it over the edge, I'm getting. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com or at talesfromthevector.com, which is T-A-I-L-S. And if you are interested in my energy correcting cards or paintings. And also, I just want to mention that I will be having a call to dance seminar this weekend, June 2nd and 3rd, and on June 1st on Friday night from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at the Harvey Inn, Holiday Inn Express on Harvey, right over by Canadian Tire from 7 to 9. I'll be having a free demo. It's a Shift Happens live talk event that you can come to and experience what it's like to shift energy. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I have Cheryl Page here with me. Cheryl and I are both going to be speaking out at the Mountain Spring Festival, and or Mountain Spirit Festival. Sorry, and I just wanted to, we have also on the phone, we have a caller here, and she's been waking up in the middle of the night with like fears is what's coming up. And then in the morning, going to sleep with fears, actually. And in the morning, waking up in a lot of pain throughout her body. Both Cheryl and I feel that this is coming up emotional on many levels. Are you there still?
I'm here.
Yeah, okay. So I have a question for you. Are you working in an office?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And is there air conditioning?
Yes, there is. It's a very old building, though. It's about 40 years old. Mm-hmm. And it's not the best.
Yeah, so the air conditioning, are you cold when you're at work?
Sometimes, yes.
Because this is what I was picking up, is that you're cold while you're at work. It's like you're in a cell, like in a prison. And it's triggering what I would, you know, what some people would refer to as past life memories. And so just strengthening you to all of those. It's kind of like being in a dungeon almost, is what, like the cold air. And Cheryl, do you want to share with Edith what you got when we were on the break, what you were picking up?
I was wondering if you live alone or if there's other people in the house with you.
I live alone.
You live alone. Are you in an apartment building or a house of your own?
I'm in a house, but I rent the side suite.
Okay. I'm just wondering, what I was picking up is that some of the emotions that you're waking up with, you said in the morning you wake up and the emotions are all there. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, sometimes we're taking on other people's emotions, and that's sort of what I'm picking up for you, that all of what you're feeling is not just yours, that you're also taking on the energy and emotions of other people. So it could be family members, it could be from work, it could be if you're renting and the other people that are around you. And so learning to protect yourself and like put a, the way that I do this is imagine myself sort of surrounded by this beautiful white light, or like standing in the middle of a waterfall. And so the negative energy and emotions of other people can't get through, but I can still send out love and support and great energy out to the world. But I'm protecting myself from just being like this sticky, like imagine one of those little sticky things that kids use and throw against the wall. We're like that. So energy and emotions of other people can stick to us.
Yeah.
So that
and
might
also
be part of what's happening.
Yeah. And also what's coming up is when you said sleeping alone, that bothers you. Do you, you know, what do, how do you feel about sleeping alone?
Not so good.
Yeah, it's more that.
Pardon
me?
That's a new thing.
That's a
new,
okay, so
new
what?
Thing, just even being conscious of the fact that I'm sleeping alone.
Okay, so tell me about that. Why? When did you start sleeping alone?
Well, I know you and I have been working together for a bit, Colette, so mm-hmm. It's just, I think for the most part, I haven't noticed it, but lately I've noticed it, like in the last couple months.
Okay, because I'm getting that, like, you know, you used to have dogs, and you don't
yes.
now, and that's like kind of
yes.
What's coming up is the dogs were kind of like your... having someone else in the house. And so we're just going to strengthen you to
yeah.
that, like being like not having the protection of your dogs is what's coming up weak. So we're just going to strengthen this for you. Like, you know, and a lot of people, and Cheryl and I were just talking about this, a lot of people in particular who work in offices right now, I'm just getting a lot of clients that are saying that the atmosphere at work is just so stressful, and people, and I'm getting a lot of it is because of the summer coming up. And so a lot of people have like some hidden memories or some suppressed memories about summer holidays is what's coming up, like ending school. And then, you know, some kids get to go on a real fancy holiday and other kids have to stay and work. And it's kind of coming up like that for you, your educational experiences that took you away from where you want to go. So I'm going to strengthen that on a level. And we just want to also ask you now, you know, on that scale, are you still in exactly the same amount of pain, or is it dropping?
I feel a pain in my arms and my shoulders, but the emotional pain is dropping.
Yeah, there we go. Because we just want to explain this, like, Cheryl, you know this, like, you know, that no pain is really, it's very rare for a physical pain to present itself at root cause as being physical. And so you're definitely got a lot of emotional pain there. But what Cheryl was picking up, I feel, is that in some ways, it's like your spirit is in pain. Is that what you're getting, Cheryl?
Yeah, and also just letting yourself feel the emotion. So it seems like it's moving through your body, right? Out of your chest now into your arms. So let yourself continue to feel that, the stress or anxiety or sadness, whatever these feelings are that you're having, and just let your body feel them. And then imagine them like leaving your hands, leaving your body. Leaving,
yeah, like actually
your
shake
body.
Your hands. I'm getting, you know, shake it out.
Yeah, and then like take your hands and put them down your arms and then like kind of flick it off, you know, down your arms and then flick it off.
Yeah. And like, I'm getting you're a very visual person for this. So just like, it's kind of like as if you were, so we're just going to strengthen for you this feeling that's coming out of your out of your arms and out of your hands there. When you get in touch with that, how does that feel now?
That feeling feels very real. That energy that's coming out of my hands.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It feels like she like, you know how dogs when they go for a swim and then they just shake it all off?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing her whole body doing right now. So we're just going to strengthen you to this, that, you know, even if you come up with these feelings during the night, the first thing in the morning, before you get out of bed, you want to just put, you know, like really get in touch with your central nervous system and your heart and where you want to go. And we want to strengthen that, that you actually move this energy out of your body in this way before you get out of bed. So it's kind of like, that you could do this in 1 second. You don't need to take like 3 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes to let this go. We're going to strengthen you. You're just going to shake it off. You're going to get out of bed and then like let go of that energy. And then if it presents itself again throughout your day, that you could just remember to shake it off. How does that feel to you?
That feels good.
Yeah. I feel that, you know, we have you down to a zero now at this time. And so we're just going to strengthen that. And thank you so much for having the courage, seeing that we're having the courage card today, having the courage to call in and share this, because for the people that are listening now and later, that you have shared something that a lot of people are going through right now. And so it's empowering not just you, but others around you. And so thank you so much for calling in. We have to take a quick break right now.
Thank you both.
Yeah. Okay.
Welcome.
We have to take a quick break. But when Cheryl and I come back, what we're going to do is just talk a little bit more about what it is she does and what she's up to. And we'll be right back. We still do have time for one more caller if someone wants to call in. 1-800-931. I can't remember the number. 1-800-930-2819. You'd think I'd have it memorized by now. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have Cheryl Page here with me today. We have another caller. But Cheryl, before we take the caller, I just wanted you have some exciting news and, you know, share it with us.
Sure. Yeah. My exciting news is I'm publishing my first book in the fall. It's called Relationship Revival, The Seven Pillars of a Strong Relationship. And what it talks about is a lot of the time in our lives, if we're struggling personally, it will flow over into our relationships, right? We can't have a happy relationship if we're not happy in ourselves. And so the book goes through how we can develop a really strong, intimate relationship with our partner. And the first part of it is all about establishing that strong relationship with ourselves.
Awesome. And so when will your book be out?
October 2018. I'll be doing a Kickstarter campaign in the middle of June. So keep your eyes open for that.
Awesome. And, you know, we do have a caller. We have Jody from Saskatchewan calling in. So, hello. Are you there, Jody?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
Thank you.
We don't have a whole lot of time, but we'll do our best here.
Okay, I'll try to make it quick. So my daughter is 5 months old. We are going to be going on a very long road trip with her father, my husband. We're separated and, so I just want to, if we could strengthen that be a pleasant experience, I suppose.
let's get you on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being like you're not comfortable with this. Hi, little baby. she's a little bright soul, isn't she? So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like you're really uncomfortable about this and 0 that, you know, I can handle this, where are you?
Probably an 8.
Okay. So Cheryl, you were just talking about this, these 7 pillars of relationship, and I'm getting she's weak to 4 of them in this relationship of the 7. And I don't need to know what those are. I'm just correcting her from that end. And so do you want to tell us what you feel is going on here?
Well, the first thing that came to me, one of the pillars is letting go of the past. And so when I say that to you without going into great depth, because we don't have a ton of time, but when you think of the past, is there anything you're holding on to?
Yes, that feels extremely fitting.
Yes.
Okay. Because yeah, we had a bad trip.
Sorry, you had a bad trip?
Within the past year.
When you were pregnant with this baby?
A bad.
Okay. Yeah. So we want to take.
Trip.
Yeah, it was a road trip that went bad?
Yes.
Okay. So why are you willing to repeat this process now?
Because it's a long road trip to my family and his family and my belongings. I guess we'll be dealing with bringing back some of my most of my belongings. So that's kind of that work productivity.
Well, I love that you're separated and you're still working together because you want to be good parents for your child. That's really awesome, but there are some weaknesses here. Cheryl, what else are you picking up?
Well, the thing that's coming to me is to remember that we have so much power in the setting of our intentions. So before you go on this road trip, doing some visualization around how you want it to play out. So if the last road trip you had was terrible, you don't want to repeat that. What do you want this road trip to be like? And visualize that all the way through. How are you guys interacting? What is happening? How long is it? How are you speaking to each other? Who is helping with the baby? All of that. Like, what do you want this to feel like and to the experience to be like? And really visualize that. Are you a visual person?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Because if you're not, you can also write about it.
Yeah. And this is kind of what I'm getting is focus on your vision. Like having a happy life with your daughter, if that's with him, if that's without him, everybody healthy, everybody cooperating 100%. And then recognize that this little road trip you're going on is just one of the goals towards that vision. So if something goes wrong on the trip, I'm getting keep your mouth shut and correct yourself.
Okay.
Put your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Put some energy into your spine, go to your heart and feel that vision of what you really want. And I'm getting, do not participate in any arguing.
Thank you.
When I say arguing, it's always good for people to present an argument and to be able to share that argument with other people so that other people understand what's going on with them. But when it gets to when an argument becomes yelling at each other louder, you do not want to participate in that. Make it absolutely, you will not do that. You will not participate in angry talk or arguing. You can keep, you know what I mean? You can just shift yourself, get neutral to it, and talk about it when you're calm. Don't talk about it when you're in that state. Because it'll start, you don't want to present an argument that escalates into an argument with this person.
Right, okay.
Okay, okay, so Cheryl, I just want to ask Jody, how are you feeling now?
Better, more like 4, 3,
yeah.
4.
Yeah, I was getting a 2, 3, so Cheryl, what else?
Okay.
Well, the other thing that was coming to me is that when you do find yourself, if you're sitting there and you are getting pulled into some energy or some discussions that you don't want to, just quieting your mind and saying, I call my power back. I call my power back. Because often we'll get into the old cycle, the cycle of the past. So things will come up and they'll trigger us and we'll go there. So just say to yourself, I call my power back. From the past, or I call my power back from this argument and just recenter back into yourself.
And when you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth, you can't talk. So and it automatically grounds you and connects you to source. That's your governing channel. That's your heart. And so put your tongue on the roof of your mouth and keep it glued there so you don't bite. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not going to allow yourself to be taken out of your power. And if you do, like Cheryl said, you're going to get right back in it again. And let's see what happens. I feel like that there's a lot of opportunity on this trip, for you to work things out. If okay. if you do not, just make a choice right now that you're not going to lower your vibration to participate in any negative anything around your daughter, period.
Okay.
That feels stronger. Right. We only have a minute left. So Cheryl, last words that you want to share with people. Doesn't radio time go by fast?
I know. I can't believe we're at the end already. Just to continue to trust yourself, continue to feel into yourself and go within and to ground into your inner knowing and trust that you know what's right for you.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, and thank you for calling in. Thank you, Carter, for being dealing with all the extra energies this morning. thank you so very much. It was such a pleasure to connect with you, Cheryl. And I just want to thank Elizabeth Beads from the Mountain Spirit Festival and, you know, the interior wellness, et cetera. This is a very busy, beautiful woman. I saw her at the Holistic Fair on Sunday, and you know, she's got her magazines out there. Check out the Mountain Spirit Festival on Facebook. You can find Paige there. The tickets are up for sale, and we'd love to see you there. For everybody out there listening, thank you for listening, and we'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.